Hi, friend. Have you ever thought to yourself, wow, having a good quality of life requires a lot of work, but honestly, sometimes it offers little return? Have you ever invested a significant amount of time or energy or commitment to a relationship or a career or maybe a project that you were working on, only to get to the point where you felt discouraged and weary instead of successful and prosperous? Me too. That's why I'm so glad to share a special verse with you today. It's out of the book of Joshua, which is located in the Old Testament. It's Joshua 1:8. And over the next couple of minutes, I'd love to unpack this verse with you so that we can discover together how to apply it to our own lives and our current circumstances. You know, I really think it's going to encourage us and give us hope. It's definitely going to give us direction, and there's a huge promise tucked right in the middle of it from God. Now, these words were originally spoken by Joshua to the children of Israel. They had wandered through the wilderness for 40 long, hard years, and this new generation was getting ready to step into the promised land, the land that God had already given them, but they needed to go in and conquer it. And in order to be successful and prosperous, they needed to follow some specific instructions. And that's where we pick up in the text. So Joshua 1:8 says, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you will be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." You know, in this verse, God provides three specific instructions that we can apply to our own lives that will guide us into living a more prosperous and successful life. What are those three instructions? Let's read the verse again. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you will be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. The first instruction is to keep God's word on our lips. And how do we do that? First, we read God's word out loud. We memorize it. We speak it into our lives and our circumstances or whatever we're going through. There's power in the word, in the spoken word. And when it's spoken out loud, it changes things in our lives. The second thing is to meditate on God's word. Have you ever read a chapter in scripture or a paragraph or a page in the text, and when you got to the bottom of it, you realize you have no idea what you just read? That's happened to me, and that's because I'm reading the text, but I'm not really meditating on it. When we meditate on God's word, we can ask God questions like, "Lord, where are you in the text?" Or, "How am I supposed to apply this text?" Or, "Is there a promise in this text?" Or, "Instructions or directions?" As we meditate on God's word, it literally renews our mind, it renews our thoughts, and it helps us look at our circumstances from a different viewpoint. What's the third instruction? To actually do it. Remember the portion where it said, "So that you will be careful to do everything written in it?" See, not only do we need to read God's word out loud and memorize it, or just instead of reading it, to really allow ourselves to meditate on it so that it renews our mind, but we have to actually do it. We have to apply God's truth, God's word to our lives. And when we do those three things, God promises that He will prosper us, our lives, and that we will be successful. Now, you may be thinking right away, because society does this, when we think of prosperity and when we think of success, we might think of ourselves getting on a plane and jet setting to Italy or having multiple homes or having a lot of money. And yes, all those things could be wonderful, but when I think of true prosperity, when I think of real success in my life, it's not from a standpoint of money or finances, even though God blesses in that ways. But what about having prosperity in your marriage, or having prosperity in your health, or success in your parenting, or in your career, or in your relationships, or maybe even ministry? That, to me, that is true prosperity. That is real success. And so I want to just encourage you that as you go through life, maybe you're in a situation right now where you're feeling that weariness or that discouragement, and you are not seeing much prosperity or success in your life. Would you take time to learn Joshua 1:8, memorize it, speak it out loud in your circumstances, and apply it to your life? And remember that God promises that when you do, you will begin to prosper and be successful in the areas of your life that you may have not received prosperity and success in before. Anyway, I hope that encourages you today. It really encourages me. And if you have any thoughts or comments, I'd love for you to leave them in the comment section on the blog. Let me know which part of this stuck out to you or what area that you've been successful in, whether it's speaking God's word out loud, whether it's meditating on it, or whether it's applying it. I'd love to hear from you. Anyway, have a great week. Know that I'm praying for you, and God bless.